We have people coming from all over the East Coast. We had people coming in from Indiana, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, just to do a 10-mile or 40K time trial here at the Speedway.
So we're coming off of a big weekend in cycling here in Charlotte. The 24 Hours of Booty event happened on Saturday, the only 24-hour cycling event in the country, as I understand. And then, of course, the finale of the Tour de France on Sunday. Will those two things, do you think, factor into the interest that people will have in Wednesday's race?
Oh, yes. People are now sort of on their cycling high. This is the peak, the zenith of the cycling season. What we see is people that maybe are not as intense or as not as interested in cycling all year, they have gotten out on their bikes and they have trained over the last number of weeks and months. And now they're saying, oh, I'm ready to go out there at Lowe's and see how I do. And the beauty of it is that anyone can do it. We don't exclude people. As long as you can keep about a 14-mile-an-hour pace, which is relatively slow, we will put you on the track. So if you have a bike yourself, you can come out there. All we need is a bike and a helmet, and we'll put you on that track.
Now, why Lowe's Motor Speedway for this event?
Well, Lowe's Motor Speedway has allowed us to have time trials there for about 8 years now. It was originally started with Humpy Wheeler, who is also a cyclist. And Humpy wanted to encourage people to get on their bikes and exercise and everything. And this is a way that they can open up their facilities to hundreds of cyclists around the Southeast. And you don't have to be a very fast cyclist to do this. We have people that are hand cyclists. We have people that are bring their mountain bikes. But first is the individual time trial. That is a 10-mile time trial. And that people will be on the track riding against the clock to get their best time. We're also on Wednesday evening having a special event, which is called the Team Time Trial. And that's we only do this once a year. And it's an event where we have four people on a team and they go around at a much higher speed.
Typically in professional races, the team time trial is one of the most exciting events because you do have a string of cyclists and they're all lined up toe to toe, nose to toe, I guess, really.
Yes.
And they go at very high speed. So do you anticipate that will bring out an unusually large crowd for Wednesday's event?
Yes, it brings out a much larger crowd. People come to the infield. You don't have to sit in the bleachers or up in the grandstand. You actually come onto the infield. And we encourage people to bring their families and friends and have a picnic dinner there, and we'll see hundreds of people that are rooting on their team members or their friends.
How fast are some of the fastest going?
Well, the track record is actually held by a person out of South Carolina at 31 miles an hour, and that is Thad Doolin, who is a professional cyclist. He rides for Jittery Joe's.
You're a cyclist yourself, Bill. What's it like to be riding your bicycle out there where those race cars go so quickly around the track?
Well, I've been riding the event out there for, I guess, about 8 years now. And I can tell you, you come through the tunnel up into the infield and you get chills because you look around, you see the stands, you see all the areas where all the world-famous NASCAR people have ridden. And then you get out there on the track and you start riding and you really realize the wonderful facility that they have out there and how wonderful it is that they open it up to the public for cycling.